Picasso's linocut process. In the late 1940s, Picasso settled in Vallauris, France, a small town outside Cannes. There, he worked with a young local printer, Hidalgo Arnera, born 1922, died 2007, for 4 years before publishing his first linocut print. During that time, they produced linocut posters advertising art exhibitions and bullfights in Vallauris. With Portrait de jeune fille d'après Cranach le jeune deux, Portrait of a Young Girl after Cranach the Younger II, they began exploring the linocut as a fine art print. As that print laboriously required 5 blocks, with each color printed on top of each other, Picasso ultimately sought a quicker and more efficient process. He adopted the lost block technique, which emphasized carving one linoleum block. This required thinking out the entire composition in advance with all its various stages, and color combinations, since once the block was cut, that iteration of the print was lost forever. Picasso and Arnera eventually arrived at a comfortable routine. Quote, Picasso worked some of the night. In the morning, Marcel, the chauffeur, brought the proofs notated by Jacqueline Roque, Picasso's second wife. Arnera pulled the proofs and brought them to La Californie, Picasso's home and studio, at precisely 1:30. End quote. This process continued for 8 years every day except Saturdays and Sundays, with Picasso working on several prints at a time.